we're on one of those topics today that I just find so intriguing. I could stay on this topic actually literally for weeks on end because it's so simple, yet it's so complicated.
We've had a couple callers during the break there, and Miss Sue didn't want to hold because she had heard the conversation while she was in the shower and jumped out to ask a question, but didn't want to hold while she was in her towel.
while she was trying to dry off.
Yeah, she lives in the Arcadia district. It's older homes, and so she has been told that having a water softener added to an older home can actually damage the pipes because they're just already being held together by whatever. So
you hear that a lot. Robin, let's address that. And let me invite y'all. We do have open lines. If you've got a question about water treatment, give us a ring now. We have a real resident expert in that can address any question you have. 1-888-767-4348. Don't mount a water softener on an old home with an old plumbing system. I hear that all the time.
That's one of the many wives' tales you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever time it took to put the scale on the plumbing, it's going to take the same amount of time to take it off. And that statement was made back when we primarily had galvanized pipe. You don't have that kind of buildup on copper pipe. And yes, if it took everything off on pipes that were 50, 60 years old, there might be a leak there. But it's not going to damage anything. Remember, soft water does not corrode, nor does it prevent corrosion. It's neutral when it comes to that. Other things do that.
So in retrospect, or to look at it differently, if someone's in an older home and they've been told that, that galvanized pipe isn't going to last another 50 years.
Yes, and most of the time that house has already been repiped with copper. Let's put it this way. My dad always taught me, you know what you know. You've talked to these people. Put yourself in their shoes. What would you do? First thing I do when I walked in that old house, put a water softener in.
Okay.
That would be my first move. Matter of fact, I would prefer to have that done before I move in.
Now, when we get the water delivered to the house, okay, in Arizona, it's safe to assume it's going to be hard water. What is hard water?
Hard water is water that has calcium and magnesium in it.
So what's so bad about that?
Well, calcium and magnesium pick up soap and dirt and rinse the back of your clothes, like I said before. It scales plumbing appliances. It shortens the life of your clothes. And you can actually save an hour out of every 5 hours just cleaning your home. But it means that it's going to cost you less to operate your home, and you're going to have a better lifestyle if you have a water softener.
So when we soften water, we're removing the calcium and magnesium?
Yes.
How are we doing that?
Through ion exchange.
Explain that to me.
Remember when I say this, if it does not use ion exchange, it is not a water softener. It does this by a resin has a negative charge. This resin is just a bunch of little beads inside the softener. Those beads have a negative charge. On each one of those little charge points is a sodium. Because the resin is charged negatively, sodium's a positive.
Okay.
When hardness comes in, it's a bigger guy. It knocks the sodium off, which comes out in soft water, and the calcium and magnesium stay behind on the resin.
Okay.
So when the resin comes down to get down to where you've exhausted 2/3 of the bed, the softener goes into regeneration, brings a concentration of brine in, and that brine gangs up, knocks that hardness off, which goes down the drain, that calcium magnesium, and one sodium attaches it back at that port on that resin bead.
Okay.
Now, to clarify, sodium is not salt. You have to have chloride to be a salt.
Okay.
You can have calcium chloride, ferrous chloride, sodium chloride, potassium chloride.
Okay.
Now, yes, it looks like a lot of salt in the salt tank, but in reality, in the Arizona area, if you ate 1 tablespoon of ketchup, you'd have to drink over 1 gallon of your water softened to get the same amount of sodium as what's in 1 gallon of soft water.
So now we're touching on this next urban myth. Urban myth, don't put a softener on an old home. That's crazy. And salt water is bad for you because it puts so much salt into your bloodstream.
Well, right. Soft water is. And the doctors are obligated to say that you shouldn't drink soft water because they're obligated to make give you every chance to eliminate sodium from your diet.
Mm-hmm.
But if you drank 100% of your water softened in this valley, you may increase your sodium intake by maybe 8 to 10% at the most. And if sodium was such a culprit, why is it that 80% of our water supplies in the United States have sodium in it naturally, and there's the government has no issue with that?
Yeah. Okay. What is the equivalent? So 1 tablespoon of ketchup is equivalent to 1 gallon of salt water?
Yes.
As far as sodium content.
And that depends on how hard the water is to begin with, because remember, we're ion exchanging. The harder the water, the more the exchange. Our water around here runs between, the low end is 8 grains hard up to like 22 grains hard. It's very usable water, but it's hard.
We have another call here, Bill. He says, how about water heaters? I want to go to a tankless water heater. Do I have to have a softener for that?
I've heard that the tankless water people want you to put a softener on that water.
Yeah.
Because it keeps the scaling down on the inside, because they got to heat that water so instantly that they want a clear shot at that water with their heating elements, because the water just passes through there so quickly.
Okay. We've got a call that I want to take right now. It's from Rob in Mesa, and he wants to know, is it necessary to have a water softener if I have good water and I have the electronic device? So let's bring Rob into the conversation. Good morning, Rob.
How you doing?
Hey, very,
hello,
very
Rob.
Good.
Yeah, my question is, I've got one of those calcium blasters that you wind a coil on the water coming into your house. And it's supposed to take care of the calcium throughout the house. Seems to be doing the job. And besides that, I just use some activated carbon filters. And, I'm not drinking that water. I have an RO for my drinking water, but for my wash and bathing and all that, seems fine.
What does the industry say about the electronic devices, the magnetic devices?
The electronic devices, the magnetic devices. Well, our industry, the Water Quality Association, which is recognized by the government, that's they're working together, for example, to help with arsenic and nitrates that are in the water in special projects. And they've asked the magnetic industry to have an independent lab do a study and publish that study. And basically, us people out here will stop bad-mouthing them when they can prove that their product does what they say they do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go back and read the literature, I'll bet you it doesn't say anything that has to be defended in a court of law. Now, I personally think that it does change molecular structure, but you don't get any of the benefits of soft water that soft water has through one of those, except for the fact that it's going to reduce scaling a little bit. It's not going to help in any other areas.
Okay.
And it cannot be called softened water because it does not use ion exchange, because you're not removing that calcium and magnesium from the water. It's still there. And somebody told me that after 72 hours, it forms back up again.
Yeah, I think even some of the manufacturers, and we did a little bit of research on this, you'll be happy to know we were approached by a manufacturer of one of these products, and we researched them pretty extensively. They were willing to pay us we walked away from an awful lot of money because they wanted us to endorse this particular product. But there, even in their literature, when you dove down deep into it, it talked about the fact on second homes, if you turn this thing off, you know, all the water is going to return to its natural condition just within a very little amount of time. It was treating the water as it came in right at the water entrance section. Now, I got plumbers that swear by this stuff, you know, that swear by it. But
well,
they're not water. I always ask people, I can fill a 5-gallon bucket of water and stir it with a paddle. That's treating water, right?
Yeah, you're oxygenating it.
Yeah.
Example, they've got these things that a lot of the restaurants have bought to help to keep the scale down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're about 6 feet long, about 3 inches in diameter, and every one of those restaurants has a water softener to boot, because that's not doing the job by itself.
The only time I would advocate in one of the electric softeners is that previous caller that we didn't take on air couldn't hold. He wanted a tankless water heater, and you were saying that the tankless water heater, the manufacturers require softener. The best brands in tankless water heater require one of those electronic treatment units, not softener, but one of those electronics, to even have a warranty. So if you're going to spend $2,000 on a tankless water heater, it's a $500 insurance policy to keep it warrantied. But still, you have to have a regular water softener before that if you want truly softened water.
Yeah. And the thing is, I'm not right up on the latest electronic. We kind of want to cross them with magnetic treatment.
Right. Yeah.
And most of the ones I've seen are hooked up to electricity. But I read an article of a study, extensive study done by an independent lab. Even at slow as the water flows through a home, less than 5 gallons a minute, the size of the magnet would be as much as 6 feet across in diameter and 10 to 12 feet long to have any effect on the water.
Oh, wow.
Because you have to have motion. Same with the water softener. You got to have movement to make it happen. But you have to have the correct size based on how many gallons per minute that movement is.
Okay. Well, let's get Greg here real quick, calling from Scottsdale. He also has a question about what you can or can't use softened water for. Line one, Romy. Greg from Scottsdale, good morning. Thanks for calling Rosie on the House.
Gentlemen, thanks for being there for me.
Yeah, you bet, buddy.
Okay, so question. House that we bought just last year that was built mid-90s, it has a water softener in the garage. I guess my question is, I see that the lines for the sprinklers are tapped prior to the supply line going into the house. But the two hose bibs, front and back, come out of the walls of the house. So am I safe in assuming that those are softened because they're not, or are by general practice, are those somehow excluded from that soft water loop? And the second question, the reason I started looking at it all, was I started thinking about my pool, and my auto leveler line is connected to that hose bib that comes out. Do I want to have water going into the pool be softened water or non-softened water, or does it make much of a difference?
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back to both those questions, Greg. Hang on, we're here with Robin Pettijohn of Water Treatment Technologies when we get back.